Good morning. A mainly dry and cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with temperatures mainly in the teens and lower 20s. The wind is blowing out of the west-northwest at about 5 to 15 miles per hour, which is creating a wind chill of about 0 to 15 above. This is what you want to dress for outside early this morning. There's also a band of heavy lake effect snow in the western Adirondacks down into the western Mohawk Valley. In these locations, anywhere from a few inches of snow to as much as a foot of snow could accumulate today in the typical lake effect areas. For the rest of us, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, breezy and cold today, with high temperatures staying in the lower to middle 20s. Tonight, increasing and thickening clouds, but mainly dry and very cold, with lows between 0 and 10 above. This will set the stage for the latest winter storm, which will head in our direction tomorrow. A low-pressure center emerging out of the deep south will head down the Ohio Valley to a position south of Long Island during tomorrow evening. On this track, snow will break out from the western Catskills and Mohawk Valley points east during the midday hours tomorrow. The steadiest snow will start tomorrow evening and become heavy overnight tomorrow night. Temperatures with a lack of sunshine and north breeze tomorrow will struggle to get through the teens and into the lower 20s by tomorrow evening. Readings will stay near 20 degrees with the snow overnight tomorrow night before the snow winds down on Sunday morning. We'll have increasing sunshine on Sunday afternoon. It'll still be breezy with highs around 30. General snowfall accumulation will range from about 4 to 8 inches across a good chunk of interior New York and New England, with some locations, especially across the higher terrain, getting as much as a foot. On Monday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. It will remain cold with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Another but weaker disturbance will head our way on Tuesday and bring some light snow to the region, a few scattered snow showers on Wednesday, and mostly sunny skies with high pressure on Thursday as temperatures top out in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow warnings remain in effect downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario. Another 6 to 12 inches of snow will fall in locations that already picked up a foot or more of snow through the midweek period. And winter weather advisories have been issued for a large part of the lower Missouri Valley and lower Midwest. Most of this region will see 2 to 4 inches of snow, with as much as 6 inches locally. Some locations will see some ice accretion, which could lead to scattered power outages. And wind chill advisories remain in effect for the northern tier of North Dakota and Minnesota. Wind chill values will be as low as 25 to 40 below zero in these areas. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tripoli in Libya at 5:09 a.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Toyama Airport in Japan at 1:45 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow, and fog, 9 below zero, with a west wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy skies and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy and 24 degrees, the dew point 9, 52% relative humidity, a west wind at 12 gusting to 20 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Marathon, Miami, Pembroke Pines, and West Kendall, all in Florida, to a low of 32 below zero at International Falls, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy near 30, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 23 degrees, the low 12. The average temperature, 18, that's 12 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, that amounted to 4/10 of an inch of snow, which now brings our monthly total to 2.8 inches, that's 1.5 inches below normal. And for the season, 4.9 inches of snow, which is 2.2 inches of snow below normal. There were 47 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 405, and 1,775 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 22. The record high 58 set in 1984, and the record low 6 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning is at 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers today. Highs in the teens and lower 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows 10 above to 10 below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and heavier lake effect squalls downwind of Lake Ontario today, highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Cloudy skies tonight with lows between 0 and 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today, with highs in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with a few snow showers and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds with snow developing in the middle of the day and becoming steady by evening. High temperatures in the lower 20s. Steady and at times heavy snow Saturday night, ending Sunday morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy near 30 Sunday afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower 20s on Monday. On Tuesday, scattered snow showers near 30. A few snow showers Wednesday in the upper 20s and lower 30s with mostly sunny skies on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.